Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Friday. It's the day of Venus, and this is the Astrologer and the Alchemist on Friday, February 18th at 2:30. And I've been, meeting over the past several weeks. Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Gemma Jacques-Lance, the Alchemist, and just telling everyone on Instagram, because we're doing a simultaneous broadcast, that Anne and I took a break in November. She was getting resettled, and I was doing some things, and then we had tried to reconnect a few times. It just didn't work out. But you've got to go by divine timing, right? When things work out, they will. But we have been talking over the past few weeks and realized there's so much stuff going on. So many aspects, so many transits, major energies that we are all dealing with, cosmic energies, and as above, so below. And our goal here is to help everyone and work with everyone, just give them some insight and guidance as to how we work with the energies above, as they understand the energies above, as they are traversing the landscape below, and how they impact our lives. And they do. They impact our personal lives, our spiritual lives, our professional lives, the lives of our, of course, individually, but also of our communities, our towns, of course, our animals. I mean, this is, really a very enlightening time. I think, and I sense that we are really understanding, just beginning to understand how connected and interconnected we all are. And that's good. I mean, it took a lot of time and a lot of things to happen just to see this, but we now realize, wait a minute, what does happen over there does have an impact. Hey, so yeah, we're happy to be back. I'm waiting for Anne to join. And let's see, we had set the show, I thought, for 2 or 2:15, and then said no, 2:30, and I think she said Blog Talk might have been out when she had tried to connect. So we'll just I'll vamp a little bit longer until she can hopefully join us, because what we are have been hoping to do, and we're needing someone to help us set it up, we're looking to start a YouTube channel, and then we can do our show there, and you can see both of us, we did a couple, but we couldn't get it to upload. I couldn't get it to upload, so we hoping to have a colleague of Anne's will help set that up for both of our, for our joint show, set up a channel for Anne, and set up my own channel, so we'll have YouTube channels that we can migrate this information to. We still want to do the lives like this. I like the lives because I can see people's names and talk to them and speak with you, and I feel like I'm sitting in a circle with everyone, and she enjoys that too. So if we could figure out how to do that on Instagram, side by side. We'll get there, but we want to do this, definitely do the YouTube, so that's in the works. Keep you posted. Keep you posted on why I get my YouTube channel up. But we said, we need to get back in the saddle, because we have hey, Neil Vintage Lighting, it's good to see you too. We have our noise outside. We have our Pluto return, major transits this year. This year, I think, it's hard to say, but I will say it. I think that what we experienced in 2019, 2020, and 2021, I think 2022 is going to really be the year of our reckoning. We've seen since the pandemic that they say the great resignation. And I think it's the great reclamation. I think we're reclaiming who we are and what we want to be in a new way. So I think I hear Anne joining us. Is that you, Anne?
Yeah, that was me. I had a little trouble getting in for whatever reason. The Blog Talk lady didn't want me to come in. I was like, come on, girl, let me in. So she finally did, yeah. Okay, Anne Ortley here from the turquoise desk overlooking Boca Ciega Bay. Yeah. So
sure,
keep going,
Jake. Yeah, so I was talking about how we, realized that this year, even though it's been, people are saying that we've had the great resignation, I think it's definitely going to be a great year, but it's going to be great for it's almost like the re-year, not resignation. I think it's the great reclamation, the great realization. I think we're realizing, what's real for us now, and we're realizing that we want to live authentic lives and break away from or grow up from what we've been in. That it's not that it was not good what we were, how we've been existing and how we've been living, but it's not necessarily serving us any longer. And right. We're realizing the great realization. We're realizing that we can let it go. And we, and then when you let things go, I know this is something I learned in one of my, classes I take with a teacher, a very advanced metaphysician. And I realized that this is what speaks to my fear. And when you change, when you make a big change, you make a commitment to a big change, there's an exchange. In other words, if you want to dance to the music, you got to pay to the piper. So when you make a big change, it does require you letting go, releasing of something else. In other words, you have to let something go in order to then make space for something new. And really let it go, not just give it the talk. And I think that's what perhaps may give us, initially had give us the fear. But this pandemic kicked us all, put a foot in our sixes, and we started realizing, oh, okay. Sometimes it took some things away from us to make us see that, yeah, you can release it, because I released it for you. Now what are you going to do, So.
You thought you wanted to release it yourself, but I just said, oh, no, we're going to just release it for you. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I can't count on you doing it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can't see it, Anne, but on the Instagram, I have a heart motif, and I want you to share more with us, because we're still in the love throes of our Leo full moon, and
yeah.
So I have heart motifs in the Instagram filter here, so people see me surrounded by little hearts.
That's neat.
And that energy is still active, though, right? And the full moon is
Yeah, the full moon's active. It runs until we get to the new moon in 2 weeks. Yeah. And so
okay,
what we know is when we're in that full moon phase, that we're really working with, really culminating and seeing things in a way we hadn't necessarily seen them before, but now that we've seen them, we're kind of like, oh wow, that's big. Yeah, we really see that. So the energy becomes much more. Much more focused, I think, and people are really kind of noticing things and really feeling it on a deeper level. So I think, it's important for all of us to kind of go, all right, what's that new chapter look like? How do we get there kind of thing, right? So,
And
I think that's part of the energy now, too, is people are really feeling like, okay, what do I want to do next? And with all the planets going forward, everybody is really feeling energetically like, oh, I need to make some changes. I need to get out in the world. And a lot of people are, in the astrology community, I'm active there. So people are, that have been doing things for a while are like, I got to go. And you're kind of like, where are you going? And they're like, I got to go, And it's all good. That part of the energy of it is, how do we get to that next place? What does that feel like? What does that look like? So, it's big.
Yeah.
It's really big. And I think, people being kind to each other helps a lot, because then we're not, feeling quite so stressed about things, and we're not feeling quite so anxious about stuff. So, all good.
Absolutely. Because there is, and it's understandable, but it's always good to hear it corroborated, if you will, that we are all feeling anxious and unsettled. Yesterday I had a full health day. I went to see my massage therapist and PT person, Eddie, and he's fabulous. My goodness, because he's also a sensei, so he's into the martial arts and truly into martial arts and traditional Chinese medicine. And he's also my teacher, but he's also my PT and massage person. Then I went to see my colon hydrotherapist, so we're all in the same building, and I practice also out of that their space. And we were talking. I was on the table for 4 hours on 2 different tables, and we talked about how we're all feeling. He was saying how he would feel in his clients, the massage therapist, he would feel, especially in the new clients, he would feel the level of anxiety or instability or distress in their bodies. He said it's been much more than it has been in past years.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I said, that's, you know, that's, we all, and he was saying, we're all feeling, he was feeling, no, we're all feeling, you know, we've, I've known them, all of them for many years now. And they were saying, no, right now we're all feeling a little bit off kilter at times. You know, we claim our seat and then we're like off kilter again, you know, so.
Right.
And I was going over with him. I said, you know, the Schumann frequency, that's the pulse of the earth, or the earth heartbeat, has also been going through major fluctuations in recent years. And so not, it's everything on the planet, and the planet is experiencing this level of extraordinary change and transformation.
Right, right, yeah. And I think that, you know, the Pluto is trying to the North Node in Taurus right now. And, of course, the North Node in Taurus is our bodies. It's also our physical realm. So it's really being, when Pluto trines it, he says, I'm transforming that, you know, and a lot of people are talking about energy shifts and things feeling very intense. And, you know, the United States, Pluto is 27. So we have the first of our three Pluto returns on the 20th. So, you know, that's, of course, power dynamics. And we're watching the situation in Ukraine and with Russia. But it's also the founding of our country, you know, the Declaration of Independence, the aspirational vision of what we're going to be. So, you know, and it launched, you know, to make it, let's sign it big enough that King George can read without his glasses. And now we're looking at that process and saying, you know, people need to be able to elect their leaders. And what are we electing? What are we voting for? What is something that we want to do? And so the energy of taking some action in a place that you love is the space to go. So I know in my case, I love to cook. I find it very restful. So this week, I bought a bunch of, I have a moon in the first, and I bought a bunch of things to make. Like I brought the broccoli slaw, and I made it with a little French dressing and mayonnaise, you know, kind of coleslaw, but with a twist. And I made my Ina Gardner's cauliflower toast, and I sherried some mushrooms. You know, and then I was going in the bedroom. I had to make phone calls yesterday, so I got on the bed with the cat, you know, with Mama Betty. And she came out. She was purring. I'm on the phone. And I'm like, okay, this comforts me. This is stuff I love. Obviously, I love talking to clients, too, but it's, you know, you can't really, you know, it's not a personal comforting. So you really want to find things that personally comfort you. To your point, with the chiropractor, acupuncture person, that ground you and make you feel connected, because there's this deep need for connection that we're all feeling too. Or disconnection from what we've been doing, because we don't want to do that anymore.
Absolutely.
But we know where we're going. Well, not yet, but we know we're not going to be here, right? So, it's a big shift.
And it is a big shift. And it takes a little bit of, you know, we have to lean into it, because when you're moving from something that's no longer is, you know, blowing up your skirt, not feeling good, and you know you have to pull away from that or let that, you know, just let that go away and, you know, sunset, then, and you're in that space of that in-between space. And, and you know, that can sometimes make us either just go back into the default space. Oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to. No, so you have to, you know, like I find things filler time. In other words, it's okay to do nothing, okay not to have a particular goal, or I'm not quite on that next path yet, or in that next relationship, or haven't found that job, or that avocation and turned it into a vocation. It's okay to just spend a little time in that, you know, you're at sea space, so you're drifting about, because you need that time to divest yourself, let go of all those we call them an energy work. You have those hooks. We all have those connections, connecting rods or cords or whatever. You have to let them, you know, wither, if you will, or, you know, heal on both sides. But we have to break that connection and then let your body sort of reestablish its vibratory rate, too, because it's sort of like, well, that's not there anymore, and I'm used to dealing with that, and this is not there. So you have to give yourself a chance to restabilize and readjust, recalibrate, you know. And use that time to have a little, like, what I call fun. It may not be fun in the traditional sense, but if it means, for me, like watching, you and I talked about some shows. I was watching a couple of TV shows that really were light. The one show called Ghosts, and there's a British version, which I didn't enjoy, but the American version is really a lot of fun. It's nice. Things that, anyway, this sort of gave my mind a chance to, my left brain a chance to rest, you know, and my right brain a little time to have fun and whimsy and daydream. And because we have to, in order to create our futures, we have to dream them into reality.
Right.
Daydream. We have to really create them on the energetic level. And the energy that we have, coursing upon the earth right now, help us do that. They are here. They are to help us do that. You know, especially Anne as an accomplished astrologer, and I, as an astrologer alchemist, try to help us each learn how to do that in our own way. You know, based on our own individual configuration. So, because they're so such unique people.
Yeah. And I think when we do that, it really allows us to connect in on what nurtures you, you know. So for me, chopping onions, I find it very therapeutic.
Yes.
So, all right, what can I chop on? I'm going to saute some onions and make some mushrooms. And it sounds weird, but in that moment, in that zen space, and for you it may be music, it may be dancing, it may be just laying in a hammock and looking. But it's understanding, where do I go to nurture me? And to help me feel connected, as opposed to this, you know, very jangly. There's a very jangly energy out there right now, and that's a combination of Uranus. Yeah, Uranus is going into a new section of the sky that he's never been in, and so there's a need to take action and do things because Venus and Mars met up. But there's also this energy of, you know, kind of strife with Athena entering zero Aries. She's kind of like, I gotta do stuff, you know. And I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they were talking about someone who had an outburst, who normally is like very calm, cool, and collected, and they were just like, I can't go there right now, and they left, you know. And it's kind of like, wow, okay, because that's not normal, you know, for them, whatever normal is. That's nobody had ever experienced that part of the person before, that the way they handled when they were under stress was they left. And so it's really watching your stress responses, because Mars and the Scorpio South Node is going to bring up a lot of our old shadow stuff. It's the quicksand in our chart, right? It's where the quicksand is. It's where we can get mired in some of the muckier parts of our being. It doesn't mean we can't escape it, but the one thing you don't do in quicksand is struggle.
That's exactly right. Yes, I mean, and I'm not sure they don't have you and I grew up in the era of quicksand movies, right? So we don't. Have But you know, they don't show those quicksand movies now, so we all know our generation. Oh, you're in quicksand or quicksand moment. Don't struggle. Don't struggle, because then you're going down faster. You know, so
you're going down faster.
And I didn't realize that about Scorpio South Node, that it's a quicksand energy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's a swamp.
Oh, that's very different.
Right.
So, it's a swamp.
So,
great.
Yes, Scorpio swamps, and that's where the quicksand is. It's in the swamps. Right, because it's hidden. It's hidden water and earth. So you step in it, and you sink into the swamp. Essentially, it's dark water. Right.
You know,
as opposed to water or ocean water.
Scorpio
is black water, which is, you know, swamps. Swamps are dark water. Yeah, and that's where quicksand hangs out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And if you struggle, it sucks in faster, right? You have to gently move across the top and reach for a tree trunk and pull yourself out.
I mean, that's what I say when I was talking to you, and I was talking earlier this weekend. I was saying, I was talking to someone maybe on one of the tables yesterday, and I was saying how I learned to go with the flow, because I used to thrash about and struggle and wonder why I'm trying to come up for air and trying to save me. I'm throwing, you know, putting up the different fingers like I'm going down. And I learned to just go with the flow and say, okay, let's see what this is. Instead of trying to automatically resist it, I said, let's just look at it and just see, let's see where this is going. I'm not saying I'm agreeing to it right yet, but I'm not going to fight you yet until, because you're going with the flow of things. That's when you have the power to change things, actually.
Right.
You're not using all your power to fight everything. You mean, I mean, it may be a fight that's not, you know, that won't be fruitful or whatever. Just sort of like, let's see. Okay. In other words, when we get, and how this translates in my life, well, most of our lives, is if we get resistance, like, okay, Anne, I was telling you before you joined about how my YouTube, a disaster, and couldn't get the things loaded up to YouTube, and realized, okay, this is not going to work the way I'm doing it, so I need to find someone else to get this done and ask for help and discuss it with you. You know, it'll get done. But I spent like 3-4 hours trying to fight that, and I said, wait a minute. I could tell it was a battle, and I was losing it. and
right.
in more ways than one. But and I said, no, just again, this is something that, okay, it'll happen. In due course, it'll happen. And when things happen in a nice, flowing, easier way, then you know, okay, that's a nice course to follow. And some things mean not now. Maybe no, but some things mean not now. And
mm-hmm.
dealing with that not now, or not right now, ahorita in Spanish, not right now. Just, it's in the hopper. It's in the hopper, you know. So one of our listeners, a real sister, she just wrote in, me too, I'm just coping with the flow these days. And I said, yeah, I think, and sometimes we have no choice but to be in the flow. I mean, sometimes, really. The energies don't give us, you know.
Hang on, my sister just came in. She was out walking. So that's the background noise. Yeah, and I totally hear the energy of how we're working with that, and we're really shifting our focus. How do I connect? How do I work with that on a different level?
Now, I forgot, Ann. I don't have my papers in front of me. We discussed a transit that's coming in that we wanted to discuss today.
The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, right, which happens once every 14 years, and it's a sextile. So Jupiter is in Pisces, Uranus is in Taurus. So Jupiter is coming, so the slower-moving planet is the base. So Jupiter is coming in a closing sextile. And he's inviting us to wrap up creative projects before Jupiter gets to Taurus, which is still a couple of years. But he's saying, creative projects that you began, that you worked on before, now we're shifting that story. So the energy of the conjunction, we'll go back and look at when it started, and then we'll look at the dates that say, oh, okay, that's what's going on. Now, where are we headed with that? So let me just pull this up. I had it up, and then I put it down, and, of course,
mm-hmm.
always good. Yeah. All right, so the conjunction, the conjunction that we're working with right now took place in 2010, and it was in June of 2010, September of 2010, and January of 2011, and it was at 0 Aries and 28 Pisces. And so that was, they joined, they began a new 14-year cycle, and it ends on April 20th of 2024. So Jupiter and Uranus is Jupiter's expansion, Uranus is creativity. So if you think back to the things you began that were expanding your creativity back in 2010, there's an opportunity to work with this. So in my case, that's when I started doing Twitter, right? And so I'm thinking of doing, I'd done those audio Twitters for a little while last year with Astrology Hub, and I'm thinking of doing them myself now. Just me doing it, kind of harvesting that energy. So the opening sextile was July of 12, and then there was the squares that were August of 13 through April of 14, which was making choices. Then trines, which were flowing energies, September of 14 through June of 15. And then oppositions, which were struggles, December of 16 through September of 17. And then now we're having the closing trine, which was December of 19, and then the closing square, which was January of last year, January of 2021, and now we're having the closing sextile. So there's a lot, and then we have the new cycle beginning in April of 2024. So we have this initiation, open it up, have a little test, harvest it, separate from it, harvest it again, another test. And now we're harvesting, I think the last sextile is similar to the dandelion seeds blowing off and scattering their information across the way. So there's a lot of really positive energy with it in terms of getting everything out in the world and really creating stuff.
Oh, it's disseminating energy. Okay.
Yeah, it's a closing sextile, so it disseminates because it's disseminating what you began in 2010, what you began in September of 2010. And in my case, that's started doing the Twitter,
mm-hmm,
So I have a Jupiter Uranus in my chart, right? So it was Rose's idea, and I'm like, well, what would we do? And she goes, we Twitter the daily aspects. I'm like, all right, I guess so. You know, not really thinking about it much, right? So, but it was, you know, it was her idea. You know, she's my assistant, my sixth house. You know, my employees always come up with great ideas. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. You know, you're in charge. What do I have to do? Tell me what happens every day. I'm like, okay. So now I do that, you know. So it's understanding it and working with it on a different level, right? So.
Yeah, you know, but also I'm thinking about Jupiter also, besides expansion, Jupiter is also one of the guru planet, and so I'm thinking with Uranus, which is revolution and change, we have, you know, we have a growth or abundance or an energy force that's going to help us see that unexpected energy, sudden energy, revolution and change. That we want change, and we think change may come from this area. Change could come someplace we're not even see it come from that area. It could be a good change or not, whatever change, but it's going to be something unexpected. And because of Jupiter's energy, it's going to be like big, and it's going to spread because it's a sextile. So,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. It's big. So, I think that was my brother-in-law just trying to get in the building. So I apologize if everybody heard the high-pitched beep.
That's okay.
He's driving in from Miami. And I think he's a little early, but that's okay.
And I've gotten here. And here I have someone ringing my bell. So
The phone bells are ringing. You know, my phone was ringing. Your phone's ringing, and it's a half an hour. So the Block Talk lady is like ready.
Okay,
to
good. So
anyway.
So we'll be back again soon, people. Everyone.
Yep, we're starting it up in earnest now. So hopefully everybody has a great week and really works with this full moon energy of really thinking about what you want your heart path to be. It's a very, very active and really forward motion full moon. And it goes back to August of 2020, and then it goes to May of 2021. And now we're at the full moon phase where we're really expanding it out. And then next up is Scorpio. You know, I always joke, one of my friends, he's a Scorpio. He always posts on the wall that when you have sex in February, you're going to make a Scorpio. So,
that's funny. Okay.
All right. So wishing everybody a good day, and off we go.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And we'll be back soon. Probably we'll be back Monday next week.
Right. That sounds like a great thing. Okay. So bye, everybody.
Okay.
Have a good one. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jay.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks. Okay. We'll be back. Unfortunately, we all had, I have a delivery coming. I hope someone got it for me. And Ann and I will be back. I'm not sure what day yet. I think we have a day picked, but I don't have that in front of me. And so good to be back with everyone. And thank you for supporting us and not forgetting about us. We didn't forget about you. We just had a lot going on. And talk to you all soon. Bye-bye. Be well. Have a great weekend. And enjoy the energies of the full moon. That Leo Lionheart.